Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. While almost every day brought bad news in 2013 concerning the Affordable Care Act, it's still the law of the land, and Americans are going to have to live with it, at least for now. An emerging concern for people who have individual plans is the higher deductibles and higher premiums, which have been imposed in order to take care of older and sicker people. Now, we really can't do anything about the premiums because they're not negotiable, but a lot can be done to work around the deductible and actually to configure things for yourself so that you survive this whole situation and even thrive. The number one tool for surviving the Affordable Care Act is to achieve and maintain optimal health, and also to learn to just say no when your insurance companies and health providers encourage you to get useless and harmful tests. Now, I personally make it a point to stay away from doctor's offices, which saves me from having to argue with them, but I do get those nice little reminders in the mail about all the tests that I'm supposed to have based on my age. I throw them away, and while these tests are theoretically free, and I think you guys are all smart enough to know there's no such thing as free healthcare. That's where all the higher premiums and problems are coming from. It's very tempting because these things are free, but this is how you get drawn into the medical mill, by being diagnosed with something clinically insignificant and then being overtreated for it. So you learn to just say no to the free stuff. That's the first thing. Another thing, there is a little silver lining in the law, and that's due to the high deductibles, which means that consumers are going to be paying out of pocket for a lot of expenses. Now, hopefully, you're going to stay away from unnecessary things. But anyway, in response to this, some medical facilities are starting to post their prices and to use lower prices to attract business, which is the way markets should work. And so my point is that if you feel sticker shock when you're told what something will cost, shop around. You'll be absolutely shocked at, I think, some of the price variations out there. And just by way of example, the Surgery Center of Oklahoma has posted its costs online. It lists hernia repair at $3,975 and gallbladder removal at $3,200. By comparison, local competitors are charging as much as $17,200 for the hernia surgery and $24,000 for gallbladder removal. According to an article in the New York Times, patients are traveling to this center even from other states and Canada to have procedures done due to the lower prices. And for some, because of those lower prices, there really won't be any change in what their out-of-pocket expenses would have been before and after the Affordable Care Act. So shop around. Some companies facing higher premiums are choosing to become self-insured. So if you're a company owner listening to this, it's something that you might want to consider. Third-party payers that administrate self-insured plans are starting to negotiate for better prices. One example, a Dallas-based third-party payer was able to reduce costs for dialysis from $10,000 per visit to $975. So the healthcare system works best when consumers are involved in shopping for service and evaluating prices and quality of care, and you do get to be in that position as a result of the higher deductibles. Last but not least, I'll encourage everybody to consider concierge care, which is to contract with a doc outside the reimbursement system for just day-to-day medical advice. It's gotten more affordable. This used to be a luxury thing that was promoted to very wealthy people, but there are lots of docs catering to the middle class who don't want to be in the reimbursement system. And one advantage of dealing with these docs, actually two advantages. First, these folks are not getting called on by friendly government and insurance executives asking why they're not doing certain tests and practicing in certain ways. And the second thing is they don't have to report to the government your health information, which I think we all have agreed at this point in time is not particularly trustworthy. So we can all hope that this law gets repealed or modified. I think it's at least going to get modified. But in the meantime, these are some things that you can do to do better in spite of some of the limitations of the Affordable Care Act. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.